Mosquitoes, Colds, and the Judgment of God by Nathaniel Burson. I think most of us have, at one time or another, asked the question, why on earth did God create mosquitoes? Well, it's a fair question. Why did he? For that matter, why did he create the common cold? Bacteria, viruses, cancer. What was God thinking? God created bacteria. E. coli, hepatitis, influenza, they were there in the Garden of Eden. And yet Adam didn't die from them at 50 years old. Let's look at exactly what these things do. What happens when you take a hammer and hit your thumb? You feel pain. Now, is it logical to hate this pain? To resent the fact that God created pain? Or is it far more sensible to be upset with your careless self for hitting yourself with a hammer? God created you with pain receptors in your hands to teach you not to hit yourself with a hammer, because hitting yourself with a hammer will, long-term, do serious damage to you. If it wasn't for the pain you felt the first time, you wouldn't know until it was too late. Until you'd already done severe, possibly irreparable damage to your hand. The pain you felt served as a warning of this coming condition. Now ask yourself, would you not rather feel that pain as a warning than not notice until your thumb is gone, mashed to a bloody pulp? Without pain, this would have been the result. You can do serious, irreparable harm to your body by the things you eat. The human body wasn't designed to live off French fries. If you try to make your body live off of French fries, sooner or later, it would utterly cease functioning. Your body knows that this is happening when it tries to build new cells out of the garbage you're feeding it. It knows that it is eating too many French fries and not enough food that has the materials it needs for building your body. And so it tries to send you a warning. You'll get a common cold. Just like when you hit your finger with a hammer and you feel pain, when you feed your body slop that it can't use, you'll get sick. Mosquitoes serve the same purpose. So does cancer. Do you suppose Adam had a cold in the Garden of Eden? Do you suppose he needed NyQuil? How many times have you seen a wild animal with a runny nose? I don't mean one that was living in a city, but one that was actually in the wild. Never. And yet those same species, indeed the same animal, captured and tamed and fed civilized foods, will soon get sick. Sickness is a warning. It is a well-documented fact that mosquitoes will not bite healthy people. Look it up. God made mosquitoes so that you would know when you were getting sick. These are warning signs for your good. However, as dull, dense humans, people will generally ignore these warnings until they can't. The first warning sign might be a headache. You ignore this warning and take an aspirin, treating the symptom, not the cause of the illness. You make this warning go away so that you can continue beating on your thumb with that hammer by gobbling down Happy Meals and all-you-can-eat steak. So your body sends you another warning. You catch a cold. Then you take NyQuil. The symptom goes away, but you are still doing what caused the cold. So when you get the flu, then another illness, then another, and another, until finally you've ignored so many warnings and your condition has become so advanced that your body makes you pay attention. It forces you to rethink what you're doing by giving you cancer or some other life-threatening illness. And then what do? You go and have a doctor cut it out. The last warning sign you might get, and instead of listening to it and changing, you try to destroy this symptom. Remember this carefully. Never forget it. Behind every symptom is a cause. And that cause, no pill or drug will ever fix. A pill can't make you stop living on French fries, which was the cause of your symptom. Cancer, heart disease, leukemia, a cold, flu, malaria, these are all warning signs that are sent directly or indirectly by God Himself to make you take a look at what you're doing and stop it. You may be thinking, well, what about bacteria? Hasn't it been proven that bacteria cause disease? Yes, it has. But I ask you again, why do you never see wild animals with bacteria-induced diseases? The germs in bacteria are just as prevalent, indeed more so in many cases, due to the disease-infested water they drink. Why don't they contract these diseases? Because they don't need a warning sign, because they are living as they were designed to live, because they are properly maintaining their body by eating sensible amounts of whole foods and not gorging dozens of types of complex, deficient food 3 to 5 times a day, whether they're hungry or not. Their immune system is strong enough to defend them from these diseases and bacteria, so that they never even feel the influences of them. If an animal, even a tame one, begins to feel sick, showing the first signs of deficiency and illness, his first instinct is to stop eating. This is because he felt the warning and is acting on it. Unnatural tiredness, weakness, or disease should make you stop eating. Stop the cause of the illness and the symptom will disappear. Just as if you stop banging your head into a wall, it would stop hurting. Just as the pain should tell you to stop banging your head into the wall, a cold should tell you to stop eating. Stop contributing to the cause of the illness with french fries, macaroni and cheese, and fried chicken, and your body will do the rest. And so when you get the judgment of God, when a mosquito bothers you or you catch a cold, because your immune system is so weak it can't fight it, or when you have any disease all the way up to and including cancer, it's a sign that you are drifting from God and the laws by which He designed your body to live, and you need to stop. If you choose to ignore this warning, the next one will be worse and worse, exactly the same as would happen if you hit your thumb with a hammer. Receive the judgment for that sin, pain, and then hit it again. It hurts more the next time. Your body is screaming, stop, and yet you ignore it, again and again, until finally, even if you do stop, there will be a permanent price to pay. When you feel pain, when you have health problems, these are all, every one of them, either directly or indirectly, judgments from God, and it is your responsibility to find out why you are receiving it. Because these things don't happen to people who are living as they ought to live, eating as they ought to eat, and serving whom they ought to serve. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.